the idea of putting yourself in the place of another, then imagining the other's reality, then walking around in it like a method actor, is extraordinarily useful in understanding how the other person feels, what the other person sees. Then once in another's world, can you find inconsistencies, ammunition to break their reality with your attack? Can you shield your question in such fashion that the other reality doesn't see it coming in? Can you question, cross-examine, penetrate? Evidence law is the study of the rules that govern the game we play. We, lawyers, litigators, scholars of the art. There are two states of mind, always two ways to act the text. You want to understand it to be master of the steps. Suppose there were just two states of mind, just two. In one of them, you cannot recall the other. How would they get along? How would they interact together? Is it only hypothetically true, or is this it? How do you resolve a difference? In America, we have put our belief in the jury trial. It's been battered now, it seems, for centuries, yet it still survives, our commitment to it at the heart of American judicial process. Understand the jury, make the jury judge within the framework of the law. How do we know that something has something to do with something else? What do we mean to ourselves when we say, this is relevant, this is not? The investigator who finds a popsicle stick at the scene of an accident and throws it away. Irrelevant. What is relevant to what? First part of that equation, relevant. Second part, materiality. To what? To prove a legal case, you must offer evidence to support a reasonable conclusion on each and every element of your claim. First question in a lawsuit, what are the elements of your claim? With that thought in mind, ponder the case of the unopened paint.